Hey guys, this is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio and the Jeanette and Jay John Show. Obviously, we've had a long break from podcasting, but we are back and we will be keeping up with it right across the year. Now, the main reason that we did actually drop off with our podcast was that we changed our platform to a 24/7 online stream. So the best way to listen to the Jeanette Jay John Show with all the music included is by going to download our app via your app store. It's available on Apple and Android. So get it now. It's free. Again, download our app free from the app store on both Apple and Android to hear Asia-wide hits 24/7 and all your favorite programs, including the Jeanette Jay John Show. But we will be bringing you the podcast, the content from each of our episodes, which air usually Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 7 p.m. Monday to Friday. So you're going to get a heap of content across the week. Now, if you subscribe to our podcast, don't forget to rate and review us so more people can find out about us if they love their Asian pop. This is what went down for our first episode back for 2017 on February the 1st.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
On this is the Jeanette Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio back for 2017. It was going to happen. Like, something had to go wrong. Doesn't matter how much we plan the week. It's the first show back. We should be relieved, stress-free. And I missed the cue, my microphone. Yeah. Off. No
good.
Is
this really your job? Is this what you actually do?
I had one job. I'm the guy that pressed the microphone on and I did not achieve that.
You just had one button to press.
One button. How are you?
Good.
How is your...
I'm Jeanette, by the way.
Hi, Jeanette.
In case anyone forgot.
I said this is the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
And then you just talked about yourself for a good 10 minutes. It's like our past shows.
How are you, Jeanette?
Oh, now you care about me.
I do. I was missing you a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I do have a boyfriend.
We haven't... I was missing him too. New Year's resolution. Bye all the way. I was missing you. It's been a long time since we've been on the radio together, our show. But a lot of exciting things are about to come.
Ooh.
Yeah. We've got so many announcements to make on what's going to be happening across 2017. So keep listening to Asian Pop Radio.
Keep your eyes peeled and your ears wax free. Cleaned.
I have a really bad headset.
Hang on 1 second.
All I hear is crackling, and I can only hear half of what you say, which means I'm only half annoyed right now.
Oh my god!
You're looking older, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
It's actually called my foundation. It's the NARS one.
Hashtag I get it. You're old. All right, let's have a look at the music that's on the show today.
Yes.
Can you please inform us?
No, Jace. Since you missed the cue, you have to inform us.
Is that because you're holding the Thursday show right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We have got some Paper Planes coming up by One OK Rock. You may be familiar with them. A lot of people are. We will also be having music from...
You're not a person if you don't know.
Jasmine Sokko. Now, this is the first time it's going to be played on Jeanette and Jay John's show.
And why?
Well, she's from Singapore.
Is that it? That's the reason.
No, she's a really great talent. So we're going to play her song because we play Asia-wide hits, diversity of music from different people.
Diversity is our thing.
I'm taking my headphones off. They're driving me insane, but you can't tell because you're not wearing them. We'll also be playing some 17.
What am I wearing?
Black. It's Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just my skin.
Wow. Hashtag not white. Red Velvet, Russian Roulette coming up. So much stuff. You're going to love it. We've got some great new J-pop.
Don't be too excited.
It's just the excitement is building up. Can you feel it?
Called 000 because I got a heart attack, but that's not the title of our next song, is it?
Yes. No. Maybe. Susie. Yes, no, maybe. On the Jen
Click. That was Yes, No, Maybe by Susie here on Asian Pop Radio.
The Jeanette and Jay John Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember?
No, I don't remember my name.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Who are you? What
2017.
Do you do? Yeah.
I work in retail.
Who's Susie?
You mean Bay Susie.
Bay Susie, yeah.
Bay Susie of the K-pop girl group Miss A.
Mm.
That's it. That's who she is.
That's her. Great.
No. The song follows the release of the track Pretend, which was released earlier this month, which made it to the what position?
It made it to
position.
The number two position. Wow.
Wow. Please cut that out. Yes. Of the
wholesome stuff on Asian Pop Radio.
And it was around 200,000.
Yeah, around 200,000 units.
Look, there's too many zeros in that.
Yeah, it's 200,000.
We all know I'm not that type of Asian that does math.
Yeah.
So if there's too many zeros.
Hashtag working in retail. Oh, that's mean.
If I get 40% off, how much is this? Sorry, I need my calculator real quick.
To be fair, I started in retail as well. I get it.
You know when people like go, oh, here, I'll give you the 20 cents and then you've put it through and you don't know how much change is given back.
Right, yeah.
And you're just like.
That's when you just throw money at them and hope you got it right.
Here, take your groceries.
I've got a throwing money story I'm going to tell you later on. It's a great time.
Was it in a dark room?
No, it was at a toll booth in Malaysia, in KL, and I panicked, and the lady was yelling at us and saying she was going to report us because we didn't have identification cards. But we're not Malaysian.
But you did have identity?
No, long story. I'm going to tell you, but for now we're going to go to the news headlines. Click.
Ew. That was a weird click. That was 1OK Rock here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Just to let you know, if you're listening to us now, we actually stream 24, 8 days a week.
What?
Gotcha. 24/7. And you can listen to us online at asianpopradio.com or download our app on the iTunes or Google Play Store. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
But.
Yeah. Well.
Shush. We didn't tell them about our updates. That's on our Facebook page.
Right.
Facebook.com/AsianPopRadio.
Mm.
Yes. Follow us there.
Follow us there, like you do on Twitter. You don't want to miss out on the action.
We don't know anything about social media. We just really chopped it up right now.
Really struggling.
Follow us on Facebook. Like me on Twitter.
Basically.
Basically,
if you just type Asian Pop Radio with your favorite social media platform, you'll find us. We're Asian Pop Radio on everything. Yeah. But we're going to be doing a lot more prizes and stuff over the year on Facebook, especially. So
I feel like we didn't give enough love.
Yeah, we struggled with the love. Yeah,
we had didn't
tormented
love each
childhoods.
Other.
Yeah,
you did.
It's hard to love.
I didn't.
Hard
I was
to
born
feel.
A perfect child.
Rock. By the way, obviously formed back in 2005. On January the 1st this year, they opened a special site, World Ambitions, which I really like, and that's why I want to tell you about it. So Jeanette, this is a celebration of their new album, Ambitions, like the tie-in. Which was released on the 11th of January. World Ambitions is a website that visually represents images of hope being shared and spread from users around the world through the website and Twitter and Instagram. It's really cool. If there's anything we need, it's a little bit of hope. The band has just wrapped up their North American tour of 6 concerts, and starting this month till May 2017, they'll hold 32 concerts in Japan arenas.
In Japan.
So popular.
What about
so
Australia?
Popular. Yeah. Well, didn't they come last year?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we missed them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't.
Hashtag bizarre.
I'm pretty sure our team member Charlotte went.
Oh, and that's why she reported back on it.
She did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Good times.
We called her about it.
It's been a long time.
It's just January.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello.
I think I would like to tell you about my holiday. Can I do that next?
No.
Oh.
You can save it for another day when I really care.
Wow. Well, I'm going to do it anyway because
we
need to fill a hole.
Take off our shirts. Let's do this.
All right. We're going to go to Singapore now. Ironically, that's where I went myself.
We get it. You went to Asia.
And we're going to a song by Jasmine Sokko. The song is called 1057. And here it is as a first play on the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
Are you sure it's not called 1057?
It might be. That was Jasmine Sokko with 1057 10 57 10 57 10 57, however you want to say it.
1 + 0 + 5 + 7
equals
what's
7.
That? No, it doesn't.
1 + 0 + 5 equals 7. I was just explaining that I also have good mathematical abilities.
That's why you're stuck in radio.
Yeah. So singer-songwriter from Singapore. Over the weekend, she actually was pretty chuffed because Spotify published a list of the most streamed Singaporean artists on their service.
And
she popped up at number 3 on the list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's in the top 3.
Yeah. And she's quite... Wow. What if she's listening? Top 3.
Yeah, she's
song.
In the top 3.
Well, did you like
the
song?
She's not in the top 100. She's not in the top 10, yeah. But the top 3.
Yeah.
Out of 12 million freaking Singaporean artists who are killing it.
12 million Singaporean musicians. Wow. So,
yeah,
I went on a holiday. That's kind of why it took us a while to get back to doing the show this year. I sort of decided to run away from responsibilities, you know?
You're not the first one to do that.
No, you did that for a couple of weeks earlier on in the year to go to Hawaii.
I didn't run away. I just told you.
Okay.
Anyways,
I was going with dramatic effect.
It's your trip.
So it was a good trip. Yeah. I spent all up about 3.5 weeks this time in Singapore and Malaysia. Usually I only get to stick around for a couple of days and then fly off somewhere else. But because we left the holiday to the last minute, it costs too much to go anywhere else. And we decided to just fly to Malaysia and stay there this time.
Just stay in the bed.
To what?
Stay in the bed for a few weeks in Singapore.
Oh, because it's too expensive to go. I spend all my money on the flight.
You just literally laid in the airport and went, what a great holiday.
Not quite. I have to say, usually I probably spend, because I go budget because we don't have much money. Usually costs about like $650 return from KL and back. But it cost me $1,700 this time. Over Christmas, leaving it to the last minute, flying at the time when everyone wants to fly.
Yeah.
So it's pretty of a
rookie mistake. Rookie mistake?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've flown many times.
Actually, my number one rookie mistake was my dad missed his flight.
That is true. And do you know how nervous I was about missing my flight? Because I was like, yeah, that's what happens when people get to a certain vintage Jeanette.
Like you now?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was worried that I would miss my flight and then I would get a whole lot of crap for the whole year from you. But I didn't. I got there. So I flew to KL on Christmas Day, which was weird spending 8 hours on a plane on Christmas Day on your own. A bit different.
Didn't you miss out on your brother's birthday?
I did. The day after. Yeah. So
we all had fun.
I didn't have to go to the cricket, which is what he usually does.
Yeah. I know, but it's so fun. I love the cricket.
Terrible brother. I've avoided doing that for him every year. And
that's all he wants.
Yeah. So spent a few days in KL and then we flew to Langkawi. And then we took a ferry from Langkawi to Penang for 4 nights. And then I did something I haven't done before overseas and I hired a car and I drove it, damn it.
I thought you were going to poop in a hole.
Why?
I did it. Actually, in Australia.
Oh, out in the outback, mate. Yeah. Yep.
Have you ever heard of an aqua dump?
Don't want to. Okay, so I've got a visual now, which I wasn't looking forward to tonight. Do we have to explain it?
So if you're in a body of water and your tummy rumbles and it's time to
no,
go.
Oh, no, Jeanette, don't. Come on. Don't tell me that's happened.
Oh, not with me. It was my friend.
Oh, no. Okay, can we have, like, one segment we don't talk about poop?
This is the first segment.
All right. So, anyway, back to my shit story.
Oh! Hey!
We had this moment in a toll booth. It was really awkward. We got to a toll booth, and the girl said it cost blah, 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 you know, told us the fee. Because it's not like here you just zoom through. You have to stop at the toll booth still.
Yeah.
And she asked for our touch and go because everything, there's like a Visa PayWave touch and go. You can buy shopping and put your toll.
Just boop.
Beep, beep, beep. And I said, we don't have one. She goes, your touch and go. And I said, I don't have a touch and go. She goes, your shopping card. And I'm like, we don't have a shopping card.
She just mean your credit card. I said,
touch and go.
I was literally called
touch and go. It's called
touch and go. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then I said, we don't have that. We want to pay cash. She goes, Your card. She starts looking at Chris because he looks Malaysian, but, you know, it's a long time since he's been there. He's not a citizen anymore.
Goes,
so then she's like,
excuse me, mate, I don't have it.
Yeah. Where's your IC card? Like their identification
ID?
Card.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't have one. And she goes, and then she just started roaring at us, yelling like, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you. You know, you should have your IC card. And we're like, we're Australian. We don't have an IC card. We're paying cash. And then it was just awful. And it was so like full on. And then we kept driving and we got to the next toll booth. And, oh my God, it's all going to happen again. And then there was this lovely Malay guy at the counter at the booth. And I said, I'm really sorry. We don't have a touch and go. We should have got one. Can I just pay cash? And he's like, yeah. It was a nightmare.
I was actually like really tense throughout that whole thing. And then you're like, he's like, yeah.
It was so freakish, but it was good because we were supposed to get like a local car, a little Peridua. Like it's like a mini car, like the cheapest budget one to get. And I was looking forward to that because I thought it's my first experience in driving in Malaysia, drive a local car, feel like a local for a bit.
Random question, but did you need an international driver's license?
Yes, we had to get that before we left.
Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. We're just asking.
Which
continue
we both
on.
Did, but then Chris didn't drive at all. So he could have
saved
his $100.
You know why? Because that lady would have been all up in his business.
Yeah.
And then Chris would be like, sorry, mate, I'm from Australia. So yeah.
No, he's still like, got a Malaysian accent and looks Malaysian. That's where he gets
stuck.
Well,
you can't really change his Malaysian features. Unless we go take a trip to South Korea.
Not that I'm planning on doing
South
that.
Korea.
Yeah, he does look Korean as well. He's got one of those faces that people just assume he's a local. Like he goes to China and people just like get angry at him because they're speaking Chinese to him and he won't respond because he can't speak Chinese. But then he goes to Korea and they speak Korean to him because they think he looks Korean. So, which
like,
is true because I met someone one time and she said, oh, Chris looks like G-Dragon, which is bizarre.
Is that why?
No. Yeah, maybe a little. Anyway, but we got upgraded to a Hyundai i40.
Wow, what
which
a
was
big
cool.
upgrade.
It made it worth getting yelled at because we were comfortable. We were like, you can yell at us, but we're comfortable, you know. And it took 2 days and I said to Chris, maybe we've got cruise control. And then I realized we did. So that would have made the first 2 days of driving much easier. And then on the third or fourth day of having the car, Chris said, oh, what's this button do? And all of a sudden the roof opened.
How did you not know that?
We had this awesome roof, like this, you know.
I like how Chris is like, oh, button, must press.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. It's good to think it wasn't an ejected seat. Boing.
I know. What does this button do? Chris!
Yeah. But I tell you what's freaky. Freaky is being on a freeway in Malaysia that's a speed limit, 110 kilometers, and you're in the left lane where someone's in front of you doing 90 Ks, and then in the right lane, someone's doing 160 because they can generally get away with it, which is not safe driving. So if you want to like try and overtake someone that's doing 90 so you can do 110,
but
you kind of have
160.
To slow down to about 60 over here and then put your foot down to get in front of it before someone coming past doesn't like crash into you at 160.
I must be a very bad driver.
Oh, it was
I literally just like
experience.
Rev up last minute, pull out, then pull in. Hey!
All right. That's enough of my driving. Even though it's a great story, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Just like 17, who are very nice. And here's their very nice song.
Not that toll booth lady.
Nah, not very nice. Jeanette and JJ on Asian Pop Radio.
Are you nice?
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to say what you just said while we're off air. Yo, okay, Jeanette, I'll back announce and you'll say the little blurb. That's what you said. This is
17,
your
17, very nice. Jeanette J. John. Hey, can you tell
us
about
it,
Jeanette?
You're old. We get it. You looked at me so
I've got
mad.
So many buttons to press. You,
literally, it was
I've
just
got,
one.
I've got four computer You've screens all, in front of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but you only used one.
Tell us about him.
Well, the boys finished. The boys finished off the year very nicely.
Wow.
So on December 5th, the group released their third EP, Going 17, in three versions.
Mm.
Make a Wish, Make It Happen, and Make the 17.
Nice.
How can you do that? 9+6. The album debuted. Debuted. They debuted atop the Gaon. Gaon?
Gaon.
Is it Gaon?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Gaon. Yeah.
Go
album
on.
Chart shifting over 133 more zeros at the end copies in its first week of release.
Holy smoke. That's a lot to take in. I reckon we need some community service announcements to think about it.
Can we just appreciate 17 though?
Just for a minute. Do you want some quiet
time? Yeah. Appreciate okay. How many members?
Let's call this minute
how
silence
many
now for 17.
Susan, hang on. How many members are in 17?
16.
Shout out to Emho. We're still the same.
Asian Pop Radio. Janet and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio, that is Red Velvet Russian Roulette.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
On January the 20th.
Yeah, not too long ago.
SM Entertainment announced that Red Velvet will have a comeback in February. In February,
right.
Which is pretty much now.
Well, it is now.
It's now.
Today.
It's really happening. The comeback date is today. Wow, I didn't read the next line. That was awkward. Why did you give him a drum roll?
No, that's my excited banging. I bang when I'm excited.
You're making everyone very concerned outside.
They're okay.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So we're celebrating the release of their fourth mini album. Not one, not dos, not tres, but the fourth one. And it's called Rookie.
Bloody amazing.
And it's sold 1 million plus units.
Good on them. Doing some good stuff.
I can read that number because it's in a word.
Hey, Jeanette.
What?
Would you rather?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, it's an oldie but a goodie, I think. It's a segment that we bring back every so often. Would you rather? So I'm going to give you a couple different options to choose from, and I want you to tell me what option you
would
rather.
Sorry, Juby just messaged me.
Yeah.
And he said.
Where are you?
So I have to message him back to see if he's okay.
He just wrote,
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he okay?
All right.
I'm just going to take a picture of you.
Sure. Okay, go on.
Okay. Yep, I'm ready.
You're taking a photo of me. Okay, good. Great. Why isn't Juby here, by the way?
Juby will edit that out.
All right. Jeanette, would you rather, if you were a muso...
Wait, I can see the questions. Yep.
Would you rather collaborate with Benzino or Tableau?
Tableau.
Why?
It's my favorite artist of all time.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
All right. I can't believe... This is you. Oh, my gosh, that is so amazing. Like, I can't believe it's your favorite artist of all time.
Question number two. Have one of the most successful song releases of all time or have many releases that grow you a niche but loyal following throughout your career?
The latter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're in it for the long haul?
Yeah.
So you want to be like
60? It's like
60.
Me in Asian pop radio.
I don't believe it.
One girl said, are you from Asian pop radio? I'm like, how do you know? She's like, you sound familiar.
I can see the wrinkles.
Is that what cool. she said to you?
Yeah. Hashtag she gets it. Okay. Question three. MCing on stage, would you rather realize you have a blank slip or let out a massive fart when you have the audience's full attention?
Let out a massive fart.
I think everyone knows what I mean by the option A, right?
It was like
a bit of a Janet Jackson moment.
Is it because my brother's name is Michael and people go Michael Jackson
no,
and Janet Jackson?
Not at all.
Are you saying because I am of a dark skin?
No, not,
you
I'm not saying
I
that either.
You think I am a Janet Jackson?
I am not saying that either.
What are you trying to say? I get it. I'm a very sensual girl.
Man, can I just say that you told me I was looking white and pasty earlier on? Like, can we just be happy with the skin color that we have?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, next
my
question.
My one's peeling.
Ice cream on an extremely hot day, like I'm talking 40 degrees, or ice cream on the coldest day of winter.
Ice cream on the coldest day of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? I do that anyway.
Yeah. Because, like, some people find it really weird to have ice cream during winter. Like, think it's a summer thing to do.
I feel like you savor it more.
I do not like ice cream if it's really, really hot.
Yeah, because it tastes yuck.
It just dribbles down your arm. That's
you know
not fun.
You,
it's like,
you know
like my ice
like,
cream is on my elbow.
Have a bowl of ice cream and you have the soup left. It's nobody wants a little soup of ice cream.
It's runny ice cream.
If you put a garnish on top, it's a soup.
Oh, yuck.
Little peppermint leaf.
I wish everyone could see your flick right now.
Ice cream bay.
Bellissimo. Okay. All you can eat savory or all you can eat sweet?
Savory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah. You're like Trav. Travis doesn't like sweet stuff either. I try to give him chocolate. He doesn't want it.
I'd accept that.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose... Savory.
Mm. Yeah, because you can eat a lot more savory, can't you? I think if you eat sweet, then
you'll get
really
a bit
hard.
Sick straight away.
Like this, you'd be really running around crazy like a 5-year-old on red cordial.
I don't know how you were raised as a child. That you had so much sugar to the point that that happened to you.
Kids do that with red cordial. Have you given a kid red cordial? Back in the days when they had colouring and additives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they just did?
What?
I want to colour more princesses. Can we watch Frozen? I like puppies. Oh, look at my Shopkins.
It's just non-stop
Shopkins,
yapping.
Yes. I've got a goddaughter that is just nuts about Shopkins.
Can we just talk about how they're a hazard?
Why are they a hazard?
They're so small.
Yeah.
You could literally eat them and choke.
They're chumpkins. All right, cool. A late night stroll with a BTS member of your choice.
Oh.
That's a late night stroll. Or chilling at a romantic restaurant with other people around you with Jay Park.
BTS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I already did that with Jay Park.
You did not.
In my mind, I did.
Okay. What if, can I change the scenario?
Okay.
A late night stroll with a BTS member of your choice or Jay Park at your disposal in your house for an hour.
I still have more time with BTS.
Cool. All right.
This is Jay Park ready. Comes in at 7, 7:59, 8 o'clock, boop, disappears. No. What's the point of being at my disposal when he leaves for an hour?
And then after that, meet me in the parking lot, in the hot tub. Why do I keep saying parking? All right, the hot tub's in the parking lot.
You all know
good
what happened
times.
To you.
Let's go to a track. 24K with Superfly on... Yeah.
Yeah. Click!
Janae and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. That is Red Velvet Russian Roulette.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
On January the 20th.
Yeah. Not too long ago.
SM Entertainment announced that Red Velvet will have a comeback in February. In February.
Right.
Which is pretty much now.
Well, it is now.
It's now.
Today.
It's really happening. The comeback date is today. Wow. I didn't read the next line. That was awkward. Why did you give him a drum roll?
No, that's my excited banging. I bang when I'm excited.
You're making everyone very concerned outside.
They're okay.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So we're celebrating the release of their fourth mini album. Not one, not dos, not tres, but the fourth one. And it's called Rookie.
Bloody amazing.
And it's sold 1 million plus units.
Good on them. Doing some good stuff.
I can read that number because it's in a word.
Hey, Jeanette.
What?
Would you rather?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, it's an oldie bit of goodie, I think. It's a segment that we bring back every so often. Would you rather? So I'm going to give you a couple different options to choose from, and I want you to tell me what option you
would
rather.
Sorry, Juby just messaged me.
Yeah.
And he said.
Where are you?
So I have to message him back to see if he's okay.
He just wrote,
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he okay?
All right.
I'm just going to take a picture of you.
Sure. Okay, go on.
Okay. Yep, I'm
You're
ready.
Taking a photo of me. Okay, good. Great. Why isn't Juby here, by the way?
Juby will edit that out.
All right. Jeanette, would you rather, if you were a muso...
Wait, I can see the questions. Yep.
Would you rather collaborate with Benzino or Tableau?
Tableau.
Why?
It's my favorite artist of all time.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
All right. I can't believe... This is you. Oh, my gosh, that is so amazing. Like, I can't believe it's your favorite artist of all time.
Question number two. Have one of the most successful song releases of all time or have many releases that grow you a niche but loyal following throughout your career?
The latter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're in it for the long haul?
Yeah.
So you want to be like
It's like
60.
Me in Asian Pop Radio.
I don't believe it.
One girl said, are you from Asian Pop Radio? I'm like, how do you know? She's like, you sound familiar.
I can see the wrinkles.
Is that what cool. she said to you?
Yeah. Hashtag she gets it. Okay. Question three. MCing on stage, would you rather realize you have a blank slip or let out a massive fart when you have the audience's full attention?
Let out a massive fart.
I think everyone knows what I mean by the option A, right?
What was like
a bit of a Janet Jackson moment.
Is it because my brother's name is Michael and people go Michael Jackson
no,
and Janet Jackson?
Not at all.
Are you saying because I am of a dark skin?
No, not,
you
I'm not saying
I
that either.
You think I am a Janet Jackson?
I am not saying that either.
What are you trying to say? I get it. I'm a very sensual girl.
Man, can I just say that you told me I was looking white and pasty earlier on? Like, can we just be happy with the skin color that we have?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, next
my
question.
My one's peeling.
Ice cream on an extremely hot day, like I'm talking 40 degrees, or ice cream on the coldest day of winter.
Ice cream on the coldest day of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? I do that anyway.
Yeah. Because, like, some people find it really weird to have ice cream during winter. Like, think it's a summer thing to do.
I feel like you savor it more.
I do not like ice cream if it's really, really hot.
Yeah, because it tastes yuck.
It just dribbles down your arm. That's not fun. It's like my ice cream is on my elbow.
Have a bowl of ice cream and you have the soup left. Nobody wants a little soup of ice cream.
It's runny ice cream.
if you put a garnish on top, it's a soup.
Yuck.
Little peppermint leaf.
I wish everyone could see your flick right now.
Ice cream bay.
Bellissimo. Okay. All you can eat savory or all you can eat sweet?
Savory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah. You're like Trav. Travis doesn't like sweet stuff either. I try to give him chocolate. He doesn't want it.
I'd accept that.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, savory.
Mm. Yeah, because you can eat a lot more savory, can't you? I think if you eat sweet, then it's
you'll get
really
a bit
hard.
Sick straight away.
Like this, you'd be really running around crazy like a 5-year-old on red cordial.
I don't know how you were raised as a child. That you had so much sugar to the point that that happened to you.
Kids do that with red cordial. Have you given a kid red cordial? Back in the days when they had colouring and additives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they just did?
What?
I want to colour more princesses. Can we watch Frozen? I like puppies. Oh, look at my Shopkins.
It's just non-stop
Shopkins,
yapping.
Yes. I've got a goddaughter that is just nuts about Shopkins.
Can we just talk about how they're a hazard?
Why are they a hazard?
They're so small.
Yeah.
You could literally eat them and choke.
They're Chompkins. All right, cool. A late night stroll with a BTS member of your choice.
Oh.
That's a late night stroll. Or chilling at a romantic restaurant with other people around you with Jay Park.
BTS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I already did that with Jay Park.
You did not.
In my mind, I did.
Okay. What if, can I change the scenario?
Okay.
A late night stroll with a BTS member of your choice or Jay Park at your disposal in your house for an hour.
I still have more time with BTS.
Cool. All right.
This is Jay Park ready. Comes in at 7, 7:59, 8 o'clock, boop, disappears. No. What's the point of being at my disposal when he leaves for an hour?
And then after that, meet me in the parking lot, in the hot tub. Why do I keep saying parking? All right, the hot tub's in the parking lot.
We all know
good
what happened
times.
To you.
Let's go to a track. 24K with Superfly on.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick!